Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what do you invest in? What do you want to go and travel to see? My wife Cassie and I love seeing national parks. Not only the large parks that most people know of, such as Glacier National Park or Yosemite and Yellowstone, but there are smaller historical sites that mark places of significance here in the United States. Cassie has a book called The National Parks Passport Book. The book has all of these places that we can go to and includes a place to stamp the day that we visit each one. Our travels have become how many of these places can we visit, as well as how many states we visit together and state capitals that we can cross off the list. I think visiting state capitals together, we are up to 11. That's right. Okay, I'm usually just the driver. So we're up to 11 so far. I love driving, sorry. So far, 11 so far. These are things that we have invested in. As we edge closer and closer to Christmas, have you finalized your plans? What are you invested in? Will you see family, whether they come to see you or will you go and see them? Will you fly or will you drive? So many questions, they still affect us now in the 21st century. With all of our technology of maps and estimated time of arrival, we still have questions. However we go, by plane, train, or automobile, we will get to where we want to go. How will you invest your time this Christmas season? What you invest in shows what you care about. Our gospel lesson for today talks about traveling to see someone, to see something. People invested their time and their resources to go out into the desert to see this man they heard stories about. This man wasn't wearing nice and fancy clothes. Well, nowadays, we wouldn't travel to see someone in less than average clothes. Our culture flocks to the newest fashion craze that there is. People invest their time and money to go to fashion shows to see what they should be wearing. People flock to movie stars and singers to see the clothes that they have, that the money they have so they can afford it. They flock to see politicians wearing the nicest things that money can buy. So what was it that the people did when they went out to find John? Back in the time of Jesus, people had to invest time to travel to where they were looking. There was no asking Google who this John character was, or for it to give you Google Maps to find John in the desert. No, they had to invest time to go out to see him. These people invested time to see who this John character was. They wanted to see what he was about. King Herod had even become invested in this John character until he found out what John was preaching about. When John was preaching against his sin earlier in Matthew, King Herod threw John in prison. What you invest in shows what you care about. What do you invest the most into? Do you invest in your family? Do you invest in your job or your career? Do you invest in your favorite sports teams? Investments are not only limited to financial talk, but how we spend our time and abilities that God has given to us. An investment can be so small as asking Google a question that you have on your mind. Once you figure out the answer, if you forget that answer and the question not long after, that really wasn't that great of an investment, was it? You like to keep those thoughts with you. Sometimes the things that we invest in are not the things that we should be. Sometimes we invest in things only for ourselves, for selfish reasons. We fail to invest in our relationships as we should. What you invest in shows what you care about. John invested in Jesus even while he was in prison. When he sat in that prison cell wondering if this Jesus was the person they had been waiting for. As John probably thought, why am I in here when the one to come, the one to come, was walking around outside? We can often see this parodied by films and shows when the main character is sick or unable to see the star or the movie that they've been waiting to come to town, but they can't go. And they wonder, why is it that they don't get to see that person when they are in their area? John the Baptist, he would have been even more frustrated on account of, it was because of his preaching about this Jesus that put him in prison in the first place. So he sent followers to Jesus to see if this was the guy who was to come. Jesus, are you it? Or should we wait for another? Should we wait for another to invest in? Jesus could have given a simple yes or no, but he didn't. Jesus answered by saying who he was invested in. When Jesus invested in the blind, they regained their sight. When Jesus invested in the lame, they walked. When Jesus invested in the lepers, they were cleansed. When Jesus invested in the deaf, they could hear. When Jesus invested in the dead, they were raised to life. Jesus invested his time in these people's lives. What Jesus was doing made sense to the people that were following him. People would have remembered portions of Scripture that foretold the coming Messiah. Isaiah 35 verse 5 states, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped." Here we see the blind can see and the deaf can hear. The next verse in Isaiah states, "Then the lame man shall leap like a deer." Well, the lame walk. Jesus was doing what matches up with Isaiah. He invested time to come to earth, to be born of a virgin, to grow up and to live a life interacting with us sinners, all the while not actually falling into sin through his temptations. He never had to do this for us, but he got to do this for us. Jesus invested his very life on the cross for you, where he died for your sins, died for those times when you invest in your own selfish desires instead of God, died so that you could have life with him. In response to what Christ has done for us and what he's invested in us, we are able to invest in our own faith. We've been given so many opportunities to make further investments in this faith that we've been given. This includes hearing God's word in this sanctuary and partaking of his very body and blood in with and under the bread and wine at the Lord's table, as we will do later during this service. We can invest our time in the morning before we go to work by reading through a short devotional or a Bible verse. Or perhaps after the evening meal, you can study God's word that he has given to you. What you invest in shows what you care about. He invested and continues to invest in your life. As followers of Christ, we've been given so many ways to invest in the world that God has given to us. Let us not forget to invest in the one who invested his very life on the cross, dying for us and rising again so that we could be with him. We have the forgiveness of sins. What Christ invested in showed what he cared about. You. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.